Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masech Seiduyos, and we're up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Chavish al zeisim megulgalim. If a person has a barrel of olives that are being salted, I don't eat olives, but from what I understand, you don't just eat a raw olive. They sit in a brine, much like pickles would. Beishame omrim eino tzarich lenakev. Beishame says you don't have to make a hole in the barrel to show that whatever liquid drips out of it, you're not interested in having it touch the olive, in having it stay with the olive. We assume you don't want the liquid that drips out of it to stay on the olives and make the olives all mushy, and therefore it's not considered to be huchshar lekabel tumah. Meaning, generally speaking, in order to be machshir pri, to be mekabel tumah, it has to come into contact with one of the zayin mashkim, but not just come into contact with one of the zayin mashkim, but come into contact in a way that's nichale, that you're happy to have it in contact with one of the zayin mashkim. So if you have a whole bunch of olives sitting not in a brine would itself be machshir, but let's say sitting in salt, and there's just naturally some juice that oozes out of the olives. You don't need to make like a hole in the barrel to allow the juice to drip out in order to avoid hachshir lekabel tumah. Well, Beisilam Tzarich Lenakev. Beisil says, yes, you do. Otherwise, we assume you're happy to have that juice ooze out, in which case the juice itself is machshir, the olives being mekabel tumah. Umodim shem nikvos tamua ustamua shemarim shehi tahura. But Beisil would agree that you don't practically need the hole to be there. You just need to have shown that you want a hole to be there. So if you made the hole and then somehow got clogged up, that's still not huchshar lekabel tumah. Hasach b'shemen tahar. If someone takes tahar oil and he anoints himself with it, v'nitba, and then he became tamei, so the oil is now tamei. Yared v'tavel, then he went into a mikveh. Beishamei omrim, so afal pishu hu menatef, even if he's dripping with oil after the tevila, I mean it wasn't totally absorbed in his skin, tahar. The oil is going to be tahar because it's considered batel to the body, and just like the tevila works for his body, the tevila is going to work for the oil which is batel to his body. Beisil omrim kedei sichas ever katan. Beisil says if there's the amount of oil to anoint a small limb on a person's body, a little pinky on a person's body, then it's batel to the body, and therefore it's going to work. But if there's more than that, there's more than that amount of oil that's dripping on his body, then it's not going to become tahar from his tevilah. So if the oil was tameh before he ever put it on, so then the amount of oil that can become tahar is from the mikveh is going to be a smaller amount of oil. Beishamei says only up until the amount of oil that would anoint a small limb. Beisil says that if the oil would make something wet if you touch it, so then when you go to the mikveh, that oil is going to become tar. But if it's more than that, more than enough to just make something wet, then it's going to be tameh. Rabbi Yudah Amar Mishum Beisil, Rabbi Yudah says the name of Beisil, tofech umatpiach. It has to be so wet that if you touch your hand to that oil, and then you touch your hand on something else, that it will make that something else wet. And only if that you have up until that amount of moisture, that would still become tahar in the mikveh. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Ha'isha miskadesh b'dina b'shav dina k'dir b'shamei u'b'silam b'pruta b'shav v'pruta. That according to b'shamei, the amount of value you need to give to a woman to be mekadesh her with kesef is a dinar or a shav dinar, a ring that's worth a dinar. But we pass on like the b'sil, that's why every Masada Kedushin asks under the chuppah, he asks the edim, does this ring look like it's worth a shav v'pruta? Because that's all it needs to be worth. Kami hi pruta, how much is a pruta? Echon mishron b'isra italki, it's 1/8 of an Italian Isar coin. Beishamei omrim poter hu es ishto beget yashan. Beishamei says a person can use an old get to divorce his wife. Beisil says you're not allowed to use an old get. What are we talking about? Ezu get yashan. What is an old get? It's any time you have yichud with the woman after you've already written the get. So that's considered a get yashan. Hamigarish es ishto v'lanim ha'bepundiki. If someone got divorced and then he stayed in the same hotel room as his wife, Beishamei says we do not assume that they had bia l'shem kiddushin when they were in that room together, and therefore they are now remarried and they need a new get if they want to stay divorced. We do not assume that. And Beisil says we're talking about we assume that yichud is bia, and a person would not make his bia, so we assume that he was makadesher, and therefore he can need another get. mentions Garshim and Nisun, but that's only true because Hillel only requires another get if they got divorced after having already had Nisun. But if they only got divorced after having Erisin, you don't need a second get, because you don't assume that they were so comfortable with each other that that they would have had Bia just because they were staying in the same room. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Vav, we said that if you have olives salting in a barrel, the Beishameh holds, it's not Hukshah L'Kabel Tumah even if you don't poke a hole in the barrel. Beishameh says, unless you poke a hole in the barrel, it's Hukshah L'Kabel Tumah. Once you poke that hole, even if it gets clogged, it's going to be fine, though. It's not Hukshah L'Kabel Tumah. And then we said that if a person anoints his body with oil and he's tameh, and then he goes to the mikveh. So we have machlokes b'sham b'silal, how much oil would need to be on his body after the mikveh in order for us to assume that the oil was batel to the body and became tahor in the mikveh. And we have a further machlokes b'sham b'silal, if the oil was tameh to begin with, how much oil would have to have been on his body for it to become tahor in the mikveh? And it's a higher amount of oil. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that machlokes b'sham about whether Kiddusha Kesef is with the Dina or with the Pruta, Machlokas Besham Besilal, whether you can use a get Yashan to get divorced, and a get Yashan is defined as anyone who had Yichud after he wrote the get. We had a machlokes b'sham b'silal, if a person divorced his wife and then he stayed in the same hotel room with her, do you need a new get or not? And even b'silal says you do need a new get. That's only if they previously had nisuin, but if they only had erisin, then we don't assume that they're going to need a new get. As from next time, we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches.